Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Torborg and he is safe. Beckert steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale spins and fires to second, with Wills covering, and Beckert is picked off. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Drysdale. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is hit by the pitch. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline bunts towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. Banks tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Cline tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Klein trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Torborg, who tags Klein, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaFave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Torborg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaFave fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Torborg and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kessinger trying to get to home. Fairley throws the ball into Torborg who tags Kessinger who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Torborg hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-1 in the game. Drysdale hits a line drive into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Hundley moves to third. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFave hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0 for 2 in the game. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellsworth. Fairley moves to third. Daryl Griffith pinch runs for Jeff Torborg. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Fairley scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Oliver moves to third. Davis moves to second. Al Ferrara pinch hits for Bob Miller. Ted Abernathy now pitching. John Rosporo pinch hits for Al Ferrara. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nick Wilhite now pitching. John Rosporo now catching. John Bacabella pinch hits for George Altman. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Phil Reagan now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaFave fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Bacabella now playing left field. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bacabella. Parker reaches second base with a double. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Parker moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Billy Heft now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cline hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Covington for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.